Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome to our March predictions. March is like everything all in once. It kind of reminds me of like spring season over here where I live. It's like the morning is spring and the middle of the day is summer and the night is winter. It's like just everything all at once. But overall, a fun month. So let's look at what we have for this March. Five messages. Let's get started. Message number one, here comes the sun. So this felt like some good news, some positivity, a good omen, just like a good sign. I have a feeling that some of you might think like March is my month, but it's actually like not March. That's going to be your month. It's more April, June, July is going to be the month, but March shows a good sign. It's like something just like pops up a little bit and you're like, oh, I feel like this is a good sign. Like this is a good omen. There's also a message here about positivity in general. My sense is that you've had to be skeptical or negative about something for a while. And I'm not going to like take that away from you. Like it feels like, yeah, it's been hard or there hasn't been good news in a while. But there's something in March about positivity that it's going to be worth it for you to start to engage with positivity again. Like, because, you know, if you would have brought in positivity when you were going through that harder time and you needed some patience, it would have been rough and like you would have been disappointed and maybe even tried that and like you just kept being disappointed. But now you're going to see that there is a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel and it's going to come from getting a good sign, getting some good news, having a good omen. So it's okay for you to start thinking positive about this thing again. Let yourself be positive. Like there are good signs. It feels like it's in life, in business, in relationships, like the things that have been a little bit hard. It's not that everything's going to be figured out and it's smooth sailing from here on out, but definitely the tide is turning. Message number two, it is the beginning of your being seen era. I feel people are like losing weight. People are getting new hair, new clothes, like new looks. And I don't know, it's like Stella has her groove back. Like I'm ready to come out again. It's really beautiful energy. This is about your visibility. Like this is about your ability to be seen, to be magnetic, to get what you want, to just kind of show up that way. It's a little bit of like, you're going to notice that you're going to dress the part for the life you want or for the things that you want. And your physical appearance is really going to help. So to not think it's weird that you're going that way. There's something about your kind of glow that's going to start on the outside, or maybe it started like, you know, from the inside and now it's going to start on the outside, but we're going to see this help with attracting and bringing forward what you want. There's something very glowy about you in March. Hey friends, if you haven't already heard, I am hosting two live events in Miami in March, and I would love for you to be there. The first event is Soul-Led Living Live, where you will enjoy a ton of fun activations, an energy shifting workshop with me, and a live group reading with me. There will be a ton of freebies, mini soul readings, and just an overall good time. Our second event is a business immersive that is designed to help you map out your next steps in business. I'm going to guide you to discover the most amazing business strategy, which actually lives within you. I'm seeing so many of you guys sign up, and I'm really excited about the group that we are, you know, coming together, and I can't wait for all of you guys to meet. So that's going to be fun. I think at the time that this ad is going to go out, we'll almost be at capacity for both events. So if you want to attend, please do not hesitate. I cannot open more tickets because the space only allows a certain amount of people. So I don't want you to miss out. Details are below, links are below, and I cannot wait to see you in sunny Miami. Message number three, this adds to your swagger. There's just like an overall, like March is like setting me up to be attractive. That's how it feels to me. Like, and you know, when I say attractive, I don't mean looks. It's just like attractive means like I'm attracting, people are coming my way. Like the things that I want are showing up. I'm, you know, I'm manifesting, like I'm attracting what I want. And message number three is an interesting one where you start to learn something. Like you start to either study something or sign up for something. And this commitment to learning this thing is actually part of what makes you attractive. It makes me feel like I'm learning something, but with no attachment to it. Like, and there's something like just so sexy and magnetic about a person that throws themselves into something, into a craft or into something I'm studying, into something that I'm learning, that I'm doing it for me and for nothing else. And like, I don't need it to, I don't know, make me into a professional, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just like, I am interested in this thing and I want to pursue it and throw myself into it. And what's funny about this is that like, this makes you sexy. Like this adds like swagger to you. And it's a type of learning. And the thing is, maybe you've always liked to learn, but either you thought you were weird for liking to learn, or now you're just like, you know what? I love to learn. Like that's just like who I am. And I throw myself into these things that I'm learning. And therefore like people start noticing, you for what, for like this intense focus that you have on these things that you're learning. So go towards whatever it is that you want to learn, with no attachment to the outcome. Let yourself be focused in it. It's so funny, the more focused you are on this like one thing, the easier things are in life for you. So it's so strange, I can't even explain it, but it's like this focus brings things to you faster than if you were like diluting your focus and trying to do a bunch of things. Like just be unapologetic about the thing that is calling you and let yourself like dive into learning it. Message number four, there's definitely this vibe of waking up the soul in March, and the waking up is about a remembering. So it feels to me like you're going to have some sort of remembering experience. So what is a remembering experience? It's when you have a moment that you realize you've been doing other things for many lifetimes, that like you're not just this one Nikki Novo person in this lifetime that looks like this and does things like this. There is this awakening of realizing that I am like a thread of many other times before me. So I feel like we might see you have a past life experience, or maybe you're pursuing one. I love past lives to like help you remember who you truly are. Also plant medicine journey, like some of you might be heading towards some of that, and that is going to help you remember who you are. Sometimes it's even just meeting a soulmate, and a soulmate's not a romantic relationship. It can be, but it's also just like a person that you're like, oh my God, like, why am I so connected to this person? Or revisiting a soulmate, right? Like a friend that I haven't seen in for so long. And like, now I'm sitting with you and you're like, oh, like this is who I am. Or even going to like a city that helps you remember who you are. There's this beautiful remembering that's going to happen. And this is monumental. Like, you don't have to overthink it. Just send me a message when it happens, just to like be like, oh my God, Nikki. But it you don't have to like do anything with it. It is going to shift you. So there is just being open to that remembering. And I think the only way to be open to that remembering is to like follow the experiences of the month that are calling you, because it is going to be through an experience. So like follow that curiosity. If you're like, oh, I do want to sign up for this thing, or like, oh, I am going to go out with this person. It feels like it comes from something that is a bit serendipitous, but it comes from an experience. So like, it's just not the month to like hide up in your house, you know, like definitely go out there. And that's where this comes from. And this is very important because it leads the next few months. And then message number five, when it comes to money, you have to ask. I know that many of you have been kind of like tortured by money recently, or over the last like 2 years, year and a half. And the guys just want to like know that like they see you, and money is like not trying to kill you or make it hard. It's just money is taking you on a journey to becoming who you're supposed to be. Like, it really is just something that really catches your attention. So therefore it's a beautiful place for growth. And in this month's installment of Money Growth, you're being asked to ask. Like, money is going to come from when you ask. So that could be asking for a promotion. That could be asking my husband to invest in something that, you know, that I want to do. That could be in selling, like making, you know, making that ask and selling whatever it is that you're trying to sell. But it is very, money is trying to show you that, like, I am connected to your voice. So to bring more in, you have to ask and speak about it. I think it's also just like talking about it in general, right? My father is this like keeper of wisdom, especially when it comes to money. And he definitely like doesn't go out of his way to share with, well, he does, I think, with the boys. But like, I just know that like the knowledge that he has and like the help that he can offer me with like growing my money, I have to ask for it. So it could even, or I have to like have the conversations with him. Like, it's almost like that's the initiation to be able to get to that next level of wealth, right? So, or for example, let's say we were hanging out with some new friends, like fairly new friends that are from my son's school. And we found out what the husband does, and the husband does something that's like very of interest to my husband. But my husband's like almost like embarrassed to ask him some questions. And I think in this message, it would be like, you have to ask. Like, there's money in that conversation. There is money in that asking. So it's like being able to have those conversations, to talk to somebody about money, to inquire, you know, that's really what this feels like. And that is currently what you're learning. And listen, like, you've done so well with everything that you've been learning about money lately. It's been such an expander for you, which is so exciting, and it's going to continue to expand. And right now, it might look like, well, I'm not like really receiving them, like I'm not manifesting the money the way that I thought it would, but it's, you're not supposed to like manifest it just yet. Like, that is not the sign of success. It's really like, I have changed. Like, I work with it differently, or I think about it differently, or I'm getting more comfortable with it. Like, that's the sign of success. The actual manifestation is coming, I would say closer to like July or August, but it is little by little, like changing you and changing the way you show up. And that was like the whole purpose. Like, that's why money called your attention a few years ago. And that's why it's been a little bit difficult. But the version of you that has that money that you're trying, like that number is like, because it's a new you, which is really exciting. So pay attention to how it is asking you to change. And in this case, it's really asking you to ask, to use your voice, to have the conversations, all of that. So yeah. Okay, friends, those are our March predictions. I can't wait to see how the month goes for you. I'll be in Miami, and actually I'll be in New York too, but I'm not doing an event in New York, but I'll be in Miami doing some events. If you want to come and say hi, I'd love to see you. And as always, thank you for the shares of the episode. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the love. The more you share, the more you talk about the podcast, the more it grows and the more we can keep doing it. All right. Sending you much love. Thank you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.